Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 53. This chapter has seven psukim in it. Before we begin, this parak is almost completely identical to chapter 14. Rashi explains chapter 14 is reference to the spiritual condition of Yisrael during the first Beis HaMikdash, while this one is a reference to Yisrael during the second Beis HaMikdash. The Shai Lamora notes the reason why this parak is sandwiched between what happened with Doeg HaAdomi and the incident with the people of Ziph is to teach us, just like when they tried to stop David, yet Hashem diverted their plans, so too in every generation the nations of the world tried to stop Am Yisrael from fulfilling their destiny. For Yisrael not to build their kingdom, Hashem is going to thwart their plans and ultimately allow Yisrael to succeed for Mashiach ben David to reveal himself to the world. Now for the parak summary. The chapter opens up by relating the foolish one denies God in his heart. When God looks down from the heavens, he sees they're full of wrong desire and faulty character. These foolish people should know better than to try to interfere with my nation. But they continue to pursue Yisrael like one who devours bread. But during the times of the final redemption, in specific the war of Gog Magog, they'll be stricken with terror, their bones will be shattered. The parak ends with a prayer for God about the times we're living in, for God to bring back his nation to the fresh soil of Eretz Yisrael, when Yisrael will no longer be captive on other people's lands, and all of Am Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael. Now for the highlight pasuk. The last pasuk in the chapter, verse 7, says, Mi yitain mitzion yishuos Yisrael, b'shuv Elohim shvus amo yagel Yaakov yismach Yisrael. If only Israel's salvation would come from Tzion, when God will bring back his people captives, Yaakov will exalt, Yisrael will rejoice. The Radak first explains the word shuv, return, implies a consolation and calmness that will take place. To teach us, it'll be a consolation when Jews begin to return to Eretz Yisrael. The Mefarshim also explain the double usage of the words Yagel Yaakov, Yaakov will elate, and Yismach Yisrael, Yisrael will be super happy. Yisrael is reference to the tzaddikim. Yaakov's reference to the simple Jews. To teach us, both the tzaddikim and the common folk will celebrate as our nation returns to their land. This is what we see nowadays. We see both great tzaddikim and Jews from all walks of life happy we have Eretz Yisrael. Simple Jews who are not the most learned or observant, but yet they're filled with a Jewish pride and a sense of nationalism to be a part of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, as they feel connected through Tzion. The word Tzion itself really means a marker or a sign, as in Tzion, because a sign draws people's eyes and attention to focus on it. It's sort of like a focal point to unite all those who look at it, because Eretz Yisrael and Tzion unite Am Yisrael by being a center point for all to focus on. Not only does it join Am Yisrael together through a longing to be a part of the nation, but physically the land itself provides a place for the Jews to unite and become one, because they're physically next to each other. This is what the pasuk says, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like the Jewish nation, one nation in the land? The simple meaning of this pasuk is only when Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael can they be considered one nation. That's what the pasuk says, one nation in the land. Which land? America? No, it means Eretz Yisrael. Only when Am Yisrael is back in Eretz Yisrael are we truly considered one. A step deeper over here is, the Tikkuni Zohar explains, Ze b'lo ze lo nikra echad, one without the other is not called one. The Jewish nation without Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael without Am Yisrael aren't considered one unless they're a unit, as both the Jewish nation needs Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael needs the Jewish nation to give forth its blessings. Let us merit to see all of Am Yisrael completely return to Hashem with all their souls and all their hearts, by doing tshuva and returning to our land to be called one as a nation once again. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.